WAAI.
In what country is that?
In Poland.
In Poland, mm-hmm.
Not far from Bialystok.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the town.
Yes, uh-huh.
And, I was born in Medeski. My mother took me to a cheder in the next little town, which was also like a village, but called a town of comparison to the other one.
I see.
And that was called Aradok. A-R-A-D-O-K. Aradok.
Well, I don't think that that matters. It's just
well,
that we...
Yes.
Did you live in a small house or in a large house? Do you remember? You were such a little boy. It's probably
yes,
hard
I
for you to remember.
Do
you really?
In the Mosquito Village. It
yes.
was a small house.
Small house.
Yes.
Did you have brothers and sisters that lived in the house
yes.
with you?
Yes.
How were they
I
older?
Had, I had one older sister, Lottie.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And let's see. And one sister, Ray, married to Charlie Stewart.
Yeah.
I live in Pittsburgh in Webster Hall.
Yes. Well, that doesn't
yes.
really matter. We
yes.
just wondered how many brothers and sisters you had living at home with you.
Well, a lot there of the
two,
older,
two
ones.
Older ones.
And Ray, she was about a year old.
In other words, the two were older than you. And any brothers?
One was older.
Oh, one was older,
Lottie,
one was
Lottie
younger.
Was older.
I see. And any brothers?
No.
No brothers. So just you and your... And how long did you live in that house? You were born there and you
well,
lived there?
Well, I left Poland for Pittsburgh when I was 5 years
oh,
old.
Oh, so you lived there when...
You
know, 5 years. I see. Was your... Did your father...
Pardon me.
Yes.
One year, I lived in a little town next to Mirishki, which was called Aradok. I went to Cheder.
Oh, and you lived there at the time when you went to Cheder?
Yeah, I lived with my Rebbe, called a Rebbe.
Oh,
the Rebbe was a teacher, you know.
You were such a little boy,
yes.
and they sent you there
yes.
at that age. Isn't that amazing?
And my mother, Oliver Shalom, used to come every Friday and wash my head with a fine comb and find all the animals.
Oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that something? You lived, in other words, where you went to Cheder was a small...
And I lived with a teacher there, and I slept, I remember just like today, near the oven there, you see. An oven there, and I slept there, you know.
I see.
And I remember on the outside of that place where I lived, they had some stones that you use as tombstones.
Uh-huh.
And once I fell, I had a gash right above.
Isn't it amazing the things you can remember?
Oh, yes.
What did your father do?
My father in Europe worked as a Weber. A Weber means a weaver.
A weaver.
In Bialystok. That was noted for weaving industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, and they were called, worked a Weber.
I see.
Which means, which meant a weaver.
Yes. And what languages were spoken in your home?
Yiddish.
You didn't speak Polish?
They spoke a little Polish,
Yiddish
yes.
and a little Polish.
Yes.
Did you learn a little Polish?
No, I was only 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't
learn. Did you go to regular school at all in Poland?
You mean like a Goethe school?
Yeah.
No, I was only five
just 5 years
old.
All right. Do you remember your synagogue at all? In Poland,
no.
It was just the where you went to Hebrew school, that little. Mm-hmm. And do you remember?
In fact, I didn't go to Hebrew school. The teacher came to me. And
yeah, but you went to Cheder, and
well,
you lived in that.
Cheder,
oh,
you know.
That teacher used to come there.
Right.
Were there many children in that school?
Well, I'm telling you again, there weren't children. He came to the house,
but
which
you lived
wasn't the school.
But
I lived with that teacher.
Oh, I see. I see. I see. I understand. And did your family have friends in the non-Jewish community with the Gentile people? You didn't really, you don't recall much contact at all.
And I'm sure even if I'd remember, I couldn't say that they had contact
I
with
see.
The Croatian people.
I see.
Because the Gentiles that are going were in a class, you know, the peasant family, those great people, you know,
right.
Understand.
And do you recall whether your father belonged to a Zionist or a socialist or a Bund or any
in
kind of...
In those days, there were no such animals.
No. Mm-hmm.
No.
I see. There were none.
See, that's 80 years ago.
Yes, uh-huh. Then you don't really remember much about how the government treated the Jews, or
no.
You don't recall much of that. And
just what I heard.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well,
what do you remember hearing much about?
Oh, yes. The Jews were treated as inferior citizens,
mm-hmm.
You know. And for instance, if a Jew did something that the Russian government felt was not what it should have spoken, they were sent to Siberia.
Mm-hmm.
And they served like Alfred Dreyfus in Devil's Island.
Mm-hmm. I see. And did you...
those people that were sent to Siberia, they called them Sibirnik.
I see. Uh-huh. Did you... you were too young, I imagine, to think anything about America at all. You didn't think about coming. And when did you leave the country? When did you leave Europe?
Well...
What year?
I'll be 85 in January, and I was 5 years old, so it's 80 years ago.
80 years, and that's...
80 years ago.
All right.
I was born January 21st, 1884.
You left when you were 5. And why did you come to the United States?
Why? Because
your family, your mother?
My father came a year before her.
Oh, I see.
When my father came, he didn't come to strangers. My mother has 3 brothers.
Oh, I see.
They were all Steins, you see.
Uh-huh.
Kotzkostein and Schollenstein and Honnestein.
Honey
lived near the Duquesne University in Brooks
Street.
I see. And as I say, my father came a year before my mother left.
Mm-hmm.
Children.
I see. Now, do you have any idea of why your father decided to come to America?
No.
Was it because that there was family here?
No future.
Mm-hmm. I see. And did you come directly to Pittsburgh?
Yes.
I see. All right. Now, when you came, do you recall whether you traveled in a large group or was just your family
just
came?
Just our family.
Just your family. I see. And how did you come here? Did you came by boat, of course, but was it a long time? I mean, were you a long time in the traveling?
I don't remember
how
many days. No.
I see. And who met you when you came to New York?
Father.
Oh, your father, that's right. I see. It's amazing that you remember so much. You were such a child. Do you remember whether you brought anything of your own with you? Your own?
What could I have as a child?
Yes. And is your name now the same as it was in Europe?
Well, I had only one name. My Hebrew name was Maya,
mm-hmm.
after a Jewish prophet. But in Pittsburgh, there were at least 6 more Sam Anders.
I see.
So I took a J.
I see.
My father's name was Meshi Yankee, Morris Jacobs. So
uh-huh.
I took his middle initial to differentiate.
I see. You just took the... But your father had the name Amder in Europe, too. He didn't change his name.
It was Amdersky.
I see. And you shortened it to Amder?
No, and I'll tell you the reason why. Are you young enough to remember Paderewski?
Well, everybody,
well,
of course, everybody knows who that is.
Wilson was present that time, and Paderewski was in Pittsburgh giving a piano recital.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember whether Wilson came to Pittsburgh or whether he called him up on the phone, Paderewski.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to Paderewski, I want to make you the first premier in Poland,
mm-hmm.
if you promise that you will give everyone equal rights. Mm-hmm. He said, sure, I'll be glad to.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the answer? 2 weeks after he was put in office by Wilson, he started to kill Jews right and left.
Mm-hmm.
I had a younger brother, Emanuel, who was an attorney,
mm-hmm.
Harvard graduate. He graduated from Harvard out of 870.
Oh, he was born here in this country, I see.
I told him the story. I said, Emanuel, I want you to go to court and cut that damn Polish tail off on it, that's key.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the differences.
I see. You don't remember much about when you first came to this country. Do you have any impressions at all? You were just too young.
For instance?
Well, about the vastness of it. It was big, or the people, or it was
dirty,
or it was busy, or do you remember anything?
No, not for instance.
Was it a lot different from the way you lived at home?
Well, actually, you couldn't compare a little village to Pittsburgh even 80 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Even 80 years ago. Now, for instance, Squirrel Hill at present.
Yes.
You know what Squirrel Hill in those days
was?
Oh,
it was just fields, I'm sure.
Sure,
farmland.
Fields, farmland,
right.
That's all.
Do you remember your parents talking about the difference between your home in the old country and your home here?
They wouldn't have to talk about
it.
It
was so obvious.
Sure.
Do you remember whether anything first impressed you, your very first recollections of life here in Pittsburgh?
I went to Hayter here, and I went to school here.
I see.
I went up in the hill called the Franklin School.
Uh-huh.
I remember a shoe, it was a Beth Yankiv shoe, the Beth Jacob, which is now down towards the city, you know.
Uh-huh. But you don't remember about your first day in Pittsburgh, for example.
No.
You just don't remember that.
Well, what was there wouldn't be anything to remember?
Well, just,
came,
you know, the
America,
right, and you got settled. Right.
I remember where we lived, for instance, on the hill on Hazel Street,
really?
Near Scott Street.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And there was three floors,
uh-huh.
A basement with two rooms,
uh-huh.
First floor two rooms, and a third floor two rooms.
Oh, my. See, but you do remember that you were such a child.
Now, for instance, my father had a stogie factory.
Uh-huh.
Although I was a youngster.
Uh-huh.
I worked at it.
Oh, did you?
And I knew more about it than my father, although he was the big shot.
Yeah.
He didn't know anything about the workings of it.
And you were a little boy, and you learned. Isn't that amazing? Was there anything during the first 5 years, you were by 10 by that time, when you felt unjustly treated because
no,
you...
No, by the parents, definitely.
No, not by your parents. I mean by people in the community, because you were an immigrant. No.
No, definitely not. No.
Did you feel that your parents were happy that they felt they had accomplished their goal in coming here?
Well, to that extent, there's a difference between Poland and Pittsburgh, naturally. There's a big difference.
And where you lived in Pittsburgh, it was a three-story small house, right?
Two-story and a basement.
Oh, I see. Two rooms on each.
Right.
I see.
And, of course, an outside toilet.
Really? Well, of course.
And no water in the house. The water was outside.
My. It's hard to believe that you could live that way and you were happy and comfortable. How long did you live there? Do you recall?
About 3 years, I believe.
I see. Did your parents own it or did you rent it?
No.
I see. And did somebody, your father already had the house for you when you came, when you and your mother came? I see. And you, when your first job was for your father in the stogie factory, right? Who taught you how to roll the stogies or whatever?
That's a nice question. Oh, yes. I worked to... 2 weeks or 3 months for a stogie manufacturer in order to learn.
I see.
And when I worked,
you
without
pay. You were really so young and you worked. Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
So hard for most of us to understand that.
No, my later days and my school days were over at the age of 12.
Really?
When I was bar mitzvah, in those days, if a father had a boy bar mitzvah, he went to shul. And you had to pledge some money.
Yeah.
To go to the shul.
Right.
Well, he was so rich, he couldn't afford to pledge a penny.
I
went myself, not to a shul, but I found out a private minion on Franklin Street.
Uh-huh.
And I went to the private minion myself without him.
Oh, my.
To be inaugurated as a bar mitzvah.
Isn't that? It's amazing. I think you people at that time had so much more than the average child today.
Well,
Do you remember how much you earned or what hours you worked?
Worked plenty of hours. When you say earned, you mean in dollars and cents.
Yes.
I didn't work for a stranger.
Yes, you worked for your father. I see. And when you did, you worked for him until you were quite grown up, is that?
Yes.
I see. Did you work on Saturdays or Jewish holidays?
Definitely.
And how many years did you do that kind of work?
Well, let me see. From Hazel Street, we moved, I remember the address, 2133 4th Street, in Soho. And there, naturally, we also had people, stogie factory, and had boys and girls working for us.
Uh-huh.
Now, for instance, I'll tell you something off the record.
If it's off the record, it can't be. Do you want me to stop
it
for a minute?
No. Okay. Well, I can tell you.